What's up, everybody? I am Vishnu Chaudhary, and you are listening to the Vishnu Show podcast. On this podcast, we explore topics, ideas, and opportunities of growth in life. Today, I'm going to talk about a great concept called social capital. Yeah, it is also known as networking. Do you know the importance of networking in career building is so incredible that as a student, it might seem a little bit intimidating at the first. Maybe you are just not sure where to start or how to start, because it's natural to feel like that way. I was in a similar place a year before, but through trials and error and connecting with lot of genius minds around the world, I figured out that there are most things that can help you to network effectively over time. Now, networking shouldn't be transactional. You know, people think that, oh, he should help me, I should help him. No, that's not like that. The focus should be about building relationships without any expectations of gaining something from someone. And most of them say that they will look out for an internship or job and then start networking. But I think it's not like that. Even when you are in a college, a fresh year student, you should start networking, because starting early is a great way, according to me. Most people think that it's a lottery, I got to use the person. No, it's not like that. You should think of it like an investment, because it's your capital. You have to work on it. So here are some things which have helped me on networking effectively over time. Might help you to get started, and make sure to wait for the bonus at the last. I have a great piece of advice to share. So let's grab your headphone and just enjoy the informative and improvising episodes of the Vishnu Show podcast. Let's go!
Ooh. Play hard, play clean,
change.
This is making a name for ourselves.
In real world, who you know is more important than what you know. Networking is just about relationship building, as I told you earlier. Like, you talk to a new people because they have a new experience to share, or they might have a fresh perspective out of conversation going on in your group or industry. You talk to someone because you find their work interesting, or sometimes you resonate with their thoughts on a certain subject. You want to learn from their experience and become a better version of yourself in that career. It might be something like that. It's always about getting to know what's going on in the industry, and you can also expand your horizon. I got multiple career opportunities or advices from people all around the globe in finance or startups. As a student, it was a flattery, because you are young and ambitious to gain more visibility from some of the great institutions globally. If you have a solid circle around you, you can rely upon them and accelerate your growth. In just a matter of time, you can reach out to anyone and ask them how they are doing, what they are doing, and how you can become one of them and grow your career. But you will say, wait, who am I to reach out to them? They didn't know me. And that fear of rejection are nothing. It's going to be forever. But what I have noticed is that more than half of the people you approach or request, if you interact with them as a human in a positive way, they will respond to you within a week. It's always about helping each other. So give first, look out for all the ways you can help others. Just figure out what they're working on and how you can help them. It's not your knowledge or expertise, which as a fresher student you will think it's required. No, it's not. It's your eagerness that will make things work out for you. Now it's time to set your foot on LinkedIn, because that's where the networking happens. If you can't go to an event, if you can't socialize in person, then it's time to socialize on social medias. And LinkedIn is a professional network building social media platform. So I think you should be there. I think it's time for the bonus. You always heard that the more person you know, the more opportunities will come to you. But no, it's not like that. Everything up to things, it's either quality or quantity. Now you might be wondering what's better. If I ask you to choose between a larger group of unknown person or a smaller group of unknown people, which one would you choose? Well, variety is important while connecting with people, but the important thing is that quality of relationship matters. Here is why. Let's say you have a massive people in your network. While your reach is wider, but their strength is weak, because you probably don't know much about these connections and they don't know about you. As a result, your influence is very limited. On the other hand, if you have a close circle of people whom you regularly check upon, then it's strong, because वर्ड ऑफ माउथ का नाम तो सुना ही होगा. दे नो यू सो वेल दैट दे विल रिकमेंड यू. ऑलराइट, दैट्स अबाउट नेटवर्किंग. रीच आउट टू मी इफ यू वांट टू हैव अ चैट अबाउट इट और नीड एनी हेल्प इन स्टार्टिंग योर नेटवर्किंग विद राइट पीपल. मेक श्योर टू फॉलो दिस पॉडकास्ट एंड शेयर दिस एपिसोड विद योर फ्रेंड. सी यू नेक्स्ट वीक. टिल देन दिस इज विष्णु सॉरी साइनिंग ऑफ.